Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast today. I hope you enjoy it. But first, I want to ask you a question. Are you someone who has high upside potential in your business, and yet sometimes that goal is just hard to get to, and maybe the only way you've seen to get to it is just to make more calls, you know, work harder? Well, if you're fed up with using old strategies to solve new problems, then I might have a solution. It's my 5-day Million Dollar Seller Challenge. We meet 1 hour a day in a coaching intensive where I will teach you 5 moves that you can make to scale your results without working harder. To learn more, click the link in the show notes or go to milliondollarsellerchallenge.com. Are you ready to hear the truth? I thought so. In this episode, I'm going to share with you a truth that I have seen raise its head over and over and over in my training and coaching practice, and I want to share it with you. And I might get canceled after this because sometimes people don't want to hear the truth. Stay with me, though. I think you'll enjoy it. Welcome back to the Bill Caskey Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Caskey. Good to have you with me today. I've gotten a lot of comments and a lot of feedback. You know, I introduced here about a week ago a service that I was offering for the first 50 people, and I've still got a handful of slots left. It's complimentary, so don't think I'm pitching you something. We open a group called the 2X Group. It's a group of sales professionals who meets, group coaching, it's a mastermind kind of experience. And we always send out a questionnaire to people as they join. Well, I'm going to give you that questionnaire. If you'll look in the show notes, you can find where that survey or questionnaire is. About 10 questions, take you about 10 minutes to answer it. And I will handcraft or voicecraft a coaching response to you. So you give me what you're struggling with, and I'll give you a customized audio response. It won't cost you a pretty penny. And we've had 15 or 20 people take advantage of it. I think they all got good value. So go to the show notes and you can fill out the survey. And I will get back with you within 48 hours with some thoughts and some strategies and some ideas. Do you know how much is spent every year on training in this country, in the U.S.? Now, I know I have some international listeners, but in the U.S., hundreds of billions of dollars are spent on training. Not all on sales training, of course. But I have come to the conclusion that most training is a waste. Most training at the corporate level does very little to change behavior and does even less to change results. Now, if you're in a business where you're teaching people how to do YouTube videos, obviously there's a step-by-step method to all that. But in the sales realm and the leadership realm, I think what I've seen and I've experienced and witnessed it for 25 years, most of it is just an abject failure. And I've got the reason why. And it's the number one truth that I want to share with you today. And this does not apply to coaching, to one-to-one coaching, because I think one-to-one coaching is a little bit different. But most training fails because it never changes your belief system. Our belief system, when you really get down to it, is the thing that we must change if we are to exponentially increase our income, our revenue, our outputs in life. It's all about beliefs. And a lot of times we have self-limiting beliefs that hold us back. We put boundaries in front of us and gates to accomplishment. And we don't do it on purpose or intentionally, of course. It's just all part of how we're made up. And I think if we're not dealing with the real issue, then we're not going to get exponential growth. I have a program called the 2X Group. And my goal in that program, mastermind program, group coaching, is to help you 2X your income or your revenue or your outputs, whatever it is. And you may not be all about money or income. But my goal is to help you 2X. Well, I know in order to do that, I can't just say you got to make 1,000 calls a week. You've got to work twice as hard. I know that because that's not what people want. I know that to get a 2X increase in income or outputs of any kind, you've got to remove the self-limiting beliefs that we all have kind of accumulated and assembled over the years. And so I want to talk about today on this episode, because if you're investing any money in training of yourself, or if you're buying online programs that teach you how to do something and you have spent money on it, and then you get to the end and nothing really changes, it's because you never changed your belief about it. So I want to help you today. So I've got five beliefs here that I want to run past you and see what you think. Number one, if we haven't studied our belief around what's possible for us individually, then we will never be able to bypass the current belief state that we have. Here's what I mean by that. Somebody comes to me and they are, let's just for round numbers purposes, say they're a $100,000 performer. And let's say that they have upside potential of $200,000. Now, maybe it's more than that, but just for round numbers. I know this, that if they haven't studied what it would take to get them to $200,000 a year, doubling of their output, if they haven't studied that and really looked at what beliefs are holding you back from that, then it's unlikely you're going to get there anytime soon. And it could be that a blue bird, as we used to call it, lands in your lap and $1 million client, and boom, your income goes to 200 grand. The next year it goes back to 100 grand because you really never changed your belief set. All you had was a blue bird with a big bucket of money that came and dumped it in your lap. But what's possible is your number one belief that you have to change. What do you believe is possible for you? It's really a simple question. What do you believe is possible for you? Not what's realistic, not what a 10% improvement would be. What's possible? Study that. Get comfortable with it. Get familiar with it. Write it down. Podcast about it. Shoot video about it. Talk to your spouse about it. Talk to your manager about it. Talk to your clergyman about it. Talk to your shrink, coach, whatever about it. Get familiar with what's possible. But that ain't going to happen if you never, ever attack the question. So number one belief, I think, that holds us back is what's possible. Number two, belief about your role in professional selling. What's your mission? What's your mission? When you go out the door in the morning, what is your mission? Is it to make a certain amount of calls? Is it to make quota? Is it to satisfy your manager, your boss, your CEO, your banker? What's your role in professional sales today? And how is it mission-focused, mission-centric? I believe one easy way to change your belief about that is to redefine what the role of a sales professional even is today. And I think the role is very simple, and it has nothing to do with numbers. The numbers come as a result of the mission. The mission should be to help the customer get from where they are to where they want to be. You represent a transformative force in your customer's life. Now, if you're selling, you know, products on Amazon, that's different. But I'm speaking here to B2B sales professionals and anybody who touches the sales process. What is your mission? It should be some form of transforming the client from where they are, where they have problems, they have pain, they have uncertainty, they have doubts, to a position where they are more successful. Could be you reduce cost, improve profit, help them with their self-image, whatever. But you've got to be a transformative force in their life. And transformation is when you help someone go from where they are to where they want to be. Now, that implies a couple of things. You've heard me say this before. You got to know where they are. So that requires some questioning and some digging and some assessment. And you're good at that, I'm sure. It also requires you to cast a vision with them of what's possible to achieve. Most salespeople are terrible at this because your eye is on the ball of the sale. I don't want it to be on the ball. I want you to leave the ball behind. Work on the process. Don't worry about the outcome. If you're free from the enslavement of the outcome of the sale, you will be free to do what's necessary in terms of helping them cast their vision. So your role in sales is a primary belief limitation. It's not to make quota. It's not to make a lot more money. It's not even to help you fund your kids' college education. That's not your role in sales. That's a byproduct. Your role should be mission focused. Number three, belief about control. I say in all of my programs that you should be in control of the buyer-seller dance because you have the solution they desire. If you believe that the customer is in control because they have the money that you want really badly, it's not going to work. You have a limited belief system. I want you to control the process, not because you are who you are, but because of the value you represent and the ability that with that value they have to change their life or to improve their outputs or whatever. You control the sales process because you have the solution they desire. That's one way to change your belief about who controls the sales process. Got nothing to do with money. Money is irrelevant. Money is just the exchange they make for the value that you bring that can help them transform their future. Number four, your beliefs about, this is a good one, money. What is your belief about money? I find a lot of times people get all tied up in the money and the cost of goods and the pricing that you have. I've seen salespeople so quick to discount because I don't know whether they're ashamed to charge a premium or whether it's just kind of built into our psyche about helping people get a deal. But I've seen this happen so many times. And if your sales process is not a premium sales process, then you will be relegated to competing on price. Competing on price is a race to the bottom. It just is. And I know I hear already the wheels turning in your minds like, well, you know, yeah, we have a premium price. But, you know, if a customer needs 5% discount, then, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, there is something wrong with that. Get your premium process right and you won't have discounting. There will be no discounting. Here's the rule. Never compare your price to the price of another vendor. Always compare your price to the economic reality of their situation and of them solving their problem. If they have a $5 million problem and you can help them and they believe you can help them and you've shown how you can help them, then they don't get to discount you. Unless it's a, you know, maybe your solution is $6 million, in which case they may say, you know what, it's only costing me $5 million to have a problem. Why would I spend $6 million to fix it? Usually that's not the case. Usually your solution costs 1/20th or 1/50th of what they will get out of your solution economically. So think about money and think about your beliefs about money. And I think you'll find that you might have some limitations there. And number five, the last one, is your value. I see this every day, that we don't value what we know. We don't value our expertise. We don't value our wisdom. We don't value our knowledge. And so then when little Bill Caskey comes along and says, you need to be more generous with that wisdom in terms of posting, in terms of webinars, in terms of all these content ideas that I've given you, you come back to me and say, well, that's already been said. What can I add to the conversation? You know what? I've only been in this business for about 3 years. What am I going to add to the conversation or to their value? And the answer is you have a lot to add because nobody has grown up like you have. Nobody has the experiences, the resiliency, the successes, the failures, the mountains, the valleys. Nobody has what you've had. I don't care how many vendors are in your space. Nobody has had your experience. Nobody sees the world quite the way you do. So when you deliver a piece of advice or knowledge or counsel or wisdom, it's coming through that filter of you. That's what brings value to another person, is your perspective on things. When I say go post more on LinkedIn, share what you know with the world, share your perspective on things. I'm not talking politically here. I'm not talking about getting out of your niche. If you're in the political business, that's fine. But for most of us, talking politics at this time is probably not a good idea unless it's part of your offer. But I want you to think about all the experiences and all the wisdom and all the mistakes you've made. It's okay to say, you know what? I made a mistake 3 years ago. Here it is. Here's what I did. Here's how I thought about things in the wrong way. So your belief about your own value is really paramount to changing your beliefs about how much you earn, what you charge, how you attract customers to you, etc. So I hope this has helped. I want you to really take a good long look, and we're heading into a long weekend. I suggest you write these five things down. I'll give them to you again here in a sec. And start thinking about, do I have some limiting beliefs around that? And by the way, there's no shame in saying yes. We all have limiting beliefs. We all have them because we weren't necessarily awake psychologically when we adopted these beliefs. When we got out of college and we went into the workforce, chances are your first manager was a mentor to you, and whether they took an active mentoring role or just you listened to what they said and you have bought into stuff, just like I did early in life, that shaped my belief set. So I want you to think about that and think about the limiting beliefs that you have. Number one, what's possible? What's possible for you? Start to write that down. Do a little work on that. Write every morning. Just write some ideas. Have a page in your journal where you say, okay, what's possible for me? And what you'll find is it starts to expand and morph. And one day you might say this, and the next day you look at that and say, I don't know if that's really possible. Or, you know what? It's possible, but that doesn't excite me and inspire me. Number two, your role in sales. Remember I said it's got to be mission focused. Number three, control. Who controls the process? You have to adopt the belief that you control the sales process, not the people in it. You're not manipulating, you're controlling the process. Number four, money, all things money. Could be what you earn, although we didn't talk about that today, but that's definitely a belief set. But more about what do you charge? Do you have a belief around that? And then number five is make sure that you are not limiting yourself by discounting your value, discounting the knowledge and the wisdom that you have. So if this speaks to you, and you're someone who says, you know what, Bill might have something here. I'm going to take a deep, long, hard look at my belief system. And if you're inclined, if you want to hear more about this, we've got a live stream coming up here, I think in August. We haven't titled it yet. Still working on the title, but it's going to be a series of webinars where we're going to talk about this topic and many others. So go to BillCaskey.com, jump on our email list. That way you'll get access to it. I think at the very bottom of the first page was a way for you to jump on our email list, and that way you won't miss anything. And I've really enjoyed today. I hope this has been helpful for you, and I'll see you next time. Bye.